When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN. We welcome Gallery Uptown into the WGHN studio. Gallery Uptown, located in downtown Grand Haven, the oldest artist-operated gallery in the state. We say hello to John Rietma. Good morning. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
I had no idea that you were the oldest artist-operated gallery in the state. Very, very cool. And you're celebrating 50 years, correct?
Yes.
How exciting.
Started in 1975, and we're celebrating our 50th.
I love this. I mean, I'm on your website right now. Fine art and fine crafts, paintings, drawings, mixed media, photographs, reproductions, wearable art, jewelry, pottery, wood, glass. Tell us about your business.
Well, we started as a co-op art gallery in 1975 when there was 13 local artists that wanted to have a place to display their work. And the original location for the gallery upstairs at the time was above what was Yonkers Hardware.
Really?
Which is now Glick's. Nobody remembers Yonkers Hardware anymore. And then when that building was sold in 1992, the gallery was moved to above the Bookman. We were still the gallery upstairs because there was still a long, steep flight of stairs. And then in 2002, we had the opportunity to go to the current location, which is on the street level.
Yeah.
So we became the gallery uptown.
Very nice.
And we've been there since then.
How many artists do you work with on a regular basis?
We have 28 member artists. We are all partners in the business. We don't have an owner per se.
Okay.
We all work at the business doing sales and various other committee assignments. And we'll meet the customers. We work half days, full days. You'll never know who is going to be working at the desk, but you'll get to meet somebody and you might be able to see somebody actually creating some of their work there. Some of the 2D artists paint handmade cards while they're working to fill in the time when there aren't customers.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that. Yeah.
Our jeweler will sit there and put together her jewelry. The customers get a lot of enjoyment, I think, out of meeting the artists and realizing that the work is made by a human being that they can meet instead of coming in on a container from somewhere.
That's a fact, isn't it? It makes all the difference in the world. It really, really does. And more than likely, when they buy something from Gallery Uptown, someone's going to say to them, that is a really unique, you know, card. Where did you get that? And then you spread the word, and then word gets around town.
Yes, and it's very nice as an artist working there when you, on those occasions, when you get to meet somebody who falls in love with one of your pieces, to meet the person, to see their enjoyment of getting that piece, and to know that it's going to a good home.
That's really cool. I love that. I love it. How has art evolved, do you think, in the last 50 years, John?
I think that art prize has had a big effect on it. More people are engaged with art than there was in the past. People that wouldn't have thought of going to a gallery will go to art prize just for the spectacle, and they get engaged with the art, and they learn more about art by doing that.
Yeah. They're not as intimidated, maybe, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
Most people do not trust their judgment about art.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's the old joke, you know, I don't know art, but I know what I like.
Ah, okay.
You know, and okay. I think that that's most of our customers. They don't buy it for an investment. There's probably never going to be any books written about us unless we do something illegal. I think that our work is made for enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment, in the case of the jewelry, it's made for long-term enjoyment. I have bought in paintings that as I pass by them walking through our house, I enjoy them just as much as the day we got them.
Do you really?
I always think that was a good decision.
Yeah.
But people need to know that they're getting value for it.
Yeah.
And the value is in the enjoyment, not in the investment.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. I like that. The value is in the enjoyment. We're speaking with John Rietma from Gallery Uptown on a Grand Haven Main Street spotlight. You have something coming up called the 28th Annual Juried Winter Arts Festival 2025. Tell us all about it.
We have, for a number of years, 28 now, put on a juried show We do other shows, too, and this is what the Juried Show evolved from. We have guest artists in our current location. We used to have access to the space next door to us at 201 Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And we would invite guest artists who were not in a gallery, but this was their opportunity to be in one for a month.
Mm-hmm.
That evolved into the Juried Art Show, where we'll have a local art professional. We've had people from the Muskegon Museum of Art, Arts Council directors, well-known artists from the area come in and evaluate paintings that are put in by anybody that wants to enter. Entrants can enter two pieces, can be in pretty much any media. It has to be smaller than a bread, smaller than some gigantic thing, you know, something that two people can manipulate to hang on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then the juror will select a number of those pieces to be in the show, and they remain in the show for the month.
Wonderful.
We have lost access to the space next door to us at 201. There's another building, and that's another business, I should say, in that space right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, we're excited to have it at Central Park Place.
Nice!
Which is really a beautiful
I love that
atrium
place.
Gallery.
Yes.
And
wow.
This will be a new experience for us. The logistics are different. It gives us an opportunity to have more pieces of work in there, and we're looking forward to it. Our first Friday official opening of the show is on February 28th from 5 to 7:30.
Wonderful. How exciting. Yeah, you'll have a little bit more space over at Central Park Place. They've done a really nice job with that place.
More space, better lighting.
Yeah.
Nice parking in close proximity.
For sure.
All of those things are important.
How exciting. I love that. Do you find that, you know, we are a tourist town, so I would imagine you have, I love that people can come into the gallery and you might even see an artist working right there, that it's real, your doors are wide open. Please come in and see us. Do you find that, you know, during the summer season that you sell stuff to people that are from out of state, I would imagine, and they probably come back every year to see you?
Some do.
Yeah, I bet.
It's very interesting. We had people that were in town one time. One of the biggest sales we've ever had were people that were in town just for the day. They were actually in Detroit and had decided to come across the state and see this side of the state. They were just there for the day. They fell in love with the piece. So our customers are from all over the world, actually, from all over the country.
Yeah.
And you never know who's going to walk in the door. You never know what the day is going to be like.
That's a fact. You just don't know, do you?
Right.
I like that. I like that. You just don't know who might walk in. Maybe somebody famous. How important is Grand Haven Main Street and the Downtown Development Authority to your business, Gallery Uptown?
DDA supports a lot of programs in the downtown. We've got the poster in the window right now for the event that the bookseller is putting on.
Yes.
We've got this event coming up where there will be posters with part of a story in every window where families can go with their children and read the story as they walk down the street.
Mm-hmm.
We have the decorations downtown are getting better every year.
Isn't that a
fact? Those great big lighted balls.
I do too.
It looks so festive.
I know.
The snow melt really helps.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There's
it just brings people downtown, and when they're downtown, they look in the windows.
Yeah, they do.
You have to get them there first.
Well, you do. And I think if they're more likely to look in a window, they're more likely to come in, too.
Especially if it's really cold.
Well, that's true. And I just encourage, you know, I encourage in terms of art, look at things that may make you feel uncomfortable or something that you, a piece that you may not understand, and really take a good look at it and learn from it. And
yes,
learn from it.
I agree. And the opportunity to find out how the work is made. Everybody, myself included, says that they can't draw. And it's nice to meet a human being that does it. And in the case of the people that are working on their cards at the desk, you get to see a miniature version of how a painting is created.
Yeah.
Those cards, just the cards, you know, a 4x6 card is very artistic. We have people that buy those just to take them home and frame them.
I do
small
that.
Frames.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Because
sure.
It is an original piece of art for a very low price.
It's so nice to meet you. I will have to come to Gallery Uptown and check out all the wonderful things that you offer. I bet you were a star student in art class, weren't you?
I was not a star student
no?
in art class. I cannot I cannot draw anything.
Really?
I can barely draw my name. I'm a glassblower.
Really?
My background is in machining and engineering.
Wow. So you probably are a fan of Chihuly, aren't you?
Yes.
I knew it. Yep. There you go. There you go. Any galleries that you go to around here? Do you go into Grand Rapids and check things out at the galleries?
I go to all of them.
You do, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do. I just think art is important. Art class certainly saved me in high school. I loved going to art class. I learned so much, and it was just, you know, I was one of those kids that just, you know, I was one of those kids that needed an art class to get that creativity out so I could do math, you know?
I have a brother that is a terrific draftsman, mm-hmm. you know, drawing. He can draw anything. That gene passed me over.
Yeah, but you know how to blow glass.
Yes.
Not everybody knows how to do that. So, John Reitma, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. You can go to galleryuptown.net. You can follow them on Facebook. Lastly, what are your hours real quick here?
We are open in the first 4 months of the year, Tuesday through Saturday, mm-hmm. 10 to 6, Sunday, 1 to 4.
Wonderful.
And the rest of the year, we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 1 to 4.
Sunday, 1
so
to 4.
So we hope to see people there.
You betcha. It's been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, down!